Welcome to another cycle of Dirty Laundry Clean Confessions, a family podcast created for the next generation. Grandma Smarge can't wait to see what you'll become, Monk and Little Al. Live, pre-recorded from our family laundry room with Smarge, Haas, and sometimes Otter, and always not the real guest. Here we hang it on the line with everyday ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things. In the room where famous people are loved, adored, and admired, however, not invited, except for the great Willie Nelson, of course. Thanks for joining us in the laundry room while we fold through life's journeys. Here, we're keeping it real, washing through stains, and making colors a little bit brighter.
Season two, we're back. How's it going, Smarge?
It's going. It's going. How are you?
I'm good. How's your laundry going? Looks like your laundry room is almost done.
Yeah. I'm on the home stretch. We're on the home stretch, but now I just want it done.
Yeah.
Like, we have some tile work on the floor to do, and I'm like, screw it.
Yeah.
I'll just keep the tile and the boards that I put on there to make it even and throw a rug over it. I just want to get everything else finished.
Yeah. And we have
because it did make me get behind in my laundry.
And yeah, then I you got were all doing grouchy. Laundry all day yesterday.
Yeah, what did I say? Seventh, eighth load? What the heck?
I was like, I've never even...
I love my children, but...
Considered that
but
much.
One in particular really loves towels.
Yeah.
Even into adulthood. And only likes to use these towels
like once. Yeah, it's crazy.
I literally had to hide towels under Poppy G's sink because everybody's afraid to go there. For 6 weeks while they were here, like a whole stack.
Like,
he's like, how long
nice
is this
towel?
Gonna happen? I said, as long as they're here, don't tell them that that's it, because that's only more laundry for me. But now I'm all caught up.
So does her partner do that too? Do they both do it?
They are very, very well matched together.
Yeah, they
yes.
are. It's kind of weird.
It is strange.
How do you guys find each other?
I don't know. But I'm glad that now Monk and his parents are in their wonderful little home.
I know, me too. It's gonna look so, I mean, I can't wait to see it all put together. It's basically all ready.
Yep.
But it's so exciting.
So anyway, I have a confession.
What is your confession?
I was thinking about Monk,
mm-hmm,
and Little Al, and okay, so that's the baby. So I'm revisiting the baby years again,
which we just had Monk's first birthday.
We did.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
he's growing way too fast.
Which is unbelievable. It's been a year.
It's nuts. Oh.
So my confession is, and then, you know, it's been a while since I've had teenagers too, but I totally forgot about that age in between.
Yeah, that like tweeny age. Or
some people call it
call
tweeny.
It.
Yeah. And Haas, what was that ages for the tweeny?
It's like 9 to 12 years old, I think.
Okay.
So that kind of like awkward stage where you're like, not a kid anymore, but you're not a teenager yet. You're a tweeny.
So that's my confession. I totally forgot about those years.
Yeah,
so
like, what do you do with those kids?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with them?
Well, you're in luck, Smarge, because
I thought I might be.
Guests
I get
today.
So lucky on this podcast.
I know. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Our confessions seem to always match.
I know.
Our guests are very educated on. But anyway, our guests today have one almost two tweenies now. We have Linda and
Johnny Bravo.
Bravo.
CPA.
It escaped me. We just talked about it.
In the house.
In the house.
Up in here. Thank you guys for being on.
Yes, thank you. So they are about to be in the midst of the tweeny years with both of their children.
Two tweenies.
Mm-hmm.
Because how old are they now?
8 turning 9 in February, and then 10 turning 11 next Tuesday.
Oh my goodness.
We call them Double B.
Double B.
Ooh,
okay,
like
so
that.
Do you have a nickname for?
Yes.
Let me.
What's the other one?
It's Bok Choy, remember?
Oh.
Bok Choy.
So if you do it backwards, it's Bok.
And look at me.
And then Choy.
I'm into doing things backwards.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
you.
Lynn and
she
I.
She loves that nickname.
We were.
So we should call them.
Kung Pao.
It's true.
That's his real nickname.
Oh, Kung Pao.
It's Kung Pao. So we were.
Bok Choy and Kung Pao. Who knew? But I love it. Because I was going to insist on a name for the youngsters.
When I was pregnant with both kids, we decided not to tell anyone the names we chose for the kids.
Good for you.
And that's how we came up with Kung Pao. Because
that's what you just call them. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the whitest Asian. Right. So we were just making up a joke on the walk. Well, let's call him Kung Pao. We thought it was funny. And one of our friends, who was it, Matt's dad, he did some wood burning and did this cool Kung Pao wood burning in his bedroom.
By burning, right now. John meant carving.
Oh, I knew what you meant.
Burning smoke.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's adorable. I actually love that.
So when Linda was, we went to the hospital. We actually didn't. I don't think we even had a name until we got in the hospital.
Really?
I had a name, John. I didn't agree to it until I was in labor.
And then he said, okay.
And then it sounded completely different. However you said it, it sounded completely different when you were in labor. And good for you, CPA, for picking up on that.
Bok choy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's got a great, beautiful ring to it.
Well, one of my daughters, who shall remain nameless on this podcast, I would ask her, and for years she says, if I have a daughter, I'm going to name her Pencil. And now I'm kind of like Pencil. Like at some point, I'm going to see someone running around going, oh, you were going to be Pencil.
I see bad things coming for this person, because when I think of Pencil, I think of number two. Like the number two Pencil.
Leave it to Johnny Bravo, CPA, the only male in the room.
Means you're going.
This is why we do need.
Numero dos.
This is why we need the male input every now and then. Every now and then. So I do look forward to a little Pencil at some. But I do love bok choy and Kung Pao.
Yeah. So tell us. I mean, I think Smarge knows and I know. Teenage years. Probably the worst years ever. I know I was a horrible teenager.
But we're going to try and turn that around.
Teenagers. Yeah. Is the tweeny stage so far, how's it going so far? Is it maybe a little more challenging than you thought or easier than you thought?
It's easier than I thought.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's been so fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because we get to do all these things with the kids because they're big enough where we can actually do a lot more things with them. And our kids love going to things. Like, for example, we start taking them to concerts. I love live music.
That is cool.
So this stage, for me, has been so much fun.
Oh, and they're not awesome because they still want to be with you.
Yeah. They don't think that it's, lame to be hanging out with their parents yet.
Very interesting enough.
That is
we took
great.
Them to, where did we go again? What was it? The concert?
Didn't you take recently? Him to a music?
Some Brown. Zach Brown Band.
Oh,
sorry.
Zach Brown Band.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, when? Yeah. Two days ago?
Yeah, 2 days. Yeah.
Shout out to Zach Brown Band.
There's a lot that goes on in my life. I
very
forget.
Very good music.
However, speaking of tweeny years, I'm not sure if he was sure what he was supposed to do because half the concert.
Kung Pao? Is this Kung Pao?
Yeah, Kung Pao.
Okay.
He slept underneath his panda thing for half the show. What? And then the other half, he was out jamming and dancing and singing with us. So part of it is that's interesting because he's like, I'm still a kid. I don't really know I'm supposed to be here. And then the other side is like, oh, I know this song. Let's
dance. Just needed to acclimate.
Is he the older one?
Yes, he's the older one. I also gave him my cell phone. So I think he was hiding and playing games.
Oh, yep. Okay.
And then he heard a song he knew. Yeah. And then he came out.
And then he's like, okay.
Yeah. I think that's what happened.
So do you think that's what happened, CPA, over there?
You know. Very different parenting styles.
From the beginning?
He gave his cell phone to bok choy. That's how it's different.
Oh.
She's a little younger.
How is that different? It's not different. Well,
how did your daughter enjoy the concert?
Because she loved it. She's 8, and she loved the concert.
Yeah.
She did. One of her really good friends was there, too, though.
Oh, good. That helps. So then does your daughter and son get along really well? Are they close?
They are close. Our daughter idolizes our son, who's older.
Yeah.
And I feel like he tolerates her.
Okay, that's normal, though.
I think the oldest are like that, kind of.
That's how it was with me and my brother, too. I mean, well, we went through phases. I used to think he was the coolest person on the planet. Then we hated each other. Now we're back to, I think he's the coolest person on the planet. So it's...
I think that's what it'll be for them.
Yeah, it'll pivot, but That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Kong Pao, did you know, like, you kind of entered into these tweeny years, like, there was kind of, like, this difference of, what's before tweenies? What do you call that? Just
kids.
Kid. Just a kid.
Brat.
Kid. I love that one.
Kid face. I don't know. I guess it comes a sense of maturity. Did you start to get that? Did you guys get this sense of maturity with him a little bit? Or maybe not yet.
Give them more
maybe
responsibility.
Not yet.
Well, I think it's been kind of organic how it happened. Right. I can't pinpoint a time, an event, or a date or year when it's happened, but absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. He is definitely way more responsible now, but I wouldn't call him responsible.
Right, right, right.
But he's more responsible.
Yeah.
Than he was before. And I think that's where we have totally been fortunate, because our kids overall are just lovely and easy.
Oh,
I say overall, we have our moments.
Okay, and because, you know, no wash is ever perfect, right? There's always some wrinkles.
Speaking of that, you said 7 loads of laundry. I was trying to do the math.
I think she did 8.
I think I ended
it
at 8? Okay. 8 yesterday.
So
8 yesterday.
Being Asian, I should be good at this. So typically, it's 50 minutes of wash.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
An entire day of doing laundry.
Well, yeah, I started, I think, at 8:30 in the morning. And actually, I woke up and couldn't sleep for an hour at 3:30. So that's when the last one went into the dryer.
Well, and you didn't have your little roommate here that you had to be quiet
for. Right, that's true. Yeah.
You guys could take advantage of
cleaning
the house.
Monk was not here. So if I had to get up and do laundry, it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
I didn't like him. But yeah, but no, got through it and it's all done.
Yeah, that's nice. So that must go
good. I want to hear about... You had taken them to a music festival in, was it New Mexico or was
Arizona.
It Arizona?
What?
Okay.
Did
yeah.
you? Which
I
want to
hear about that.
It was the Innings Music Festival, and it was the kids' first live in-person concert. And we're like, why not go to a festival?
Wow, you guys went...
No kidding. Now, was this tent camping, motorhome camping, hotel? No. Did you like go back to a hotel that night?
Yeah, we had a hotel.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Because...
I mean,
that would have been a lot for the first time. We're right in the middle of it.
We also bought VIP tickets.
Nice.
So the kids.
Oh, you guys know
you
how to do it.
Then. Right. Now, every music festival they ever go to now, they're going to be like, oh,
what is this? I remember at one point, I think it was the evening of night one, and we're in our VIP section, which has tables, chairs, and it's to the right of the stage. And John points out to the crowd, like, far, far out, and all you can see is just this little light. And he let, I think it was Kong Pao, like, do you see that little light? And he's like, kind of, it's so far away. And then CPA here is like, those were the tickets I used to get.
No!
Like, how lucky are you guys?
And we used to sleep in the dirt with all the other hooligans. And you don't have a shower or bathroom.
To try and get, like, a view of the stage.
Yeah. But that is good you brought their attention to it. Because some people could just go in and not think that, oh, wait, this is what they're going to expect. Not make that connection. So that's great, though.
I also wanted the first experience to be amazing because I love live music where I'm like, see how amazing live music is?
Right.
And did they really appreciate it? Did they love it?
They loved it. I don't know if they appreciated it.
Maybe not now.
Right.
But they will.
I think they will at some point, but they definitely loved it.
Now, CPA, do you like live music as much?
I love it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So there is a match there. Mm-hmm. There is a match there.
We just like different.
I wasn't even going to go there yet.
Yeah. I do want to talk about that, though.
Yeah.
Do we want to dive into that now? Because you guys...
I don't know. Well, first, any stories about the festival? Like,
What's
your... how did it go? How many days was it? How did it go? I'm sure you pick and choose.
It was 2 days.
Okay.
It was a 2-day festival. Personally, I don't know how the kids enjoy this, but we saw Green Day.
I love Green Day.
We saw Mumford.
I love Mumford.
I see the different.
We saw.
Yeah, artists that we talk about.
Hang on, I'm not done, honey.
The Head and the Heart.
The Offspring.
The Head and the Heart.
Okay.
We saw.
Wow.
Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
What a great festival.
And then there were a bunch of other random.
What was
bands?
Did something stick out to them? They really liked or.
Yeah.
Weezer.
Oh. Or Kung Pao.
Yes. Oh, they would.
Kung
love
Pao
Weezer.
Loved.
Oh,
Weezer.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That seems like a perfect kind of.
Oh, that's exciting.
Genre for them.
Yeah, so that was, it was. He enjoyed it so much that when Weezer came and played at Fiddler's, we took them to Weezer, and he was so excited.
Aww.
And then we were listening to Weezer for.
Look at these little groupies you're raising. That's adorable.
Parents, my parents. Would yeah, not do
it was
this.
Like voodoo or so. It was bad for us to go to concerts for some reason. I didn't go. I had to leave state. I was like 19 years old before I went to my first concert.
I mean, I was younger, but I think my mom. I don't know. I think my mom was a bit of an older parent, and then she was a single mom for quite a long time. So I guess that's one thing. But you guys obviously seem like very young, hip, fun parents. That's really cool. I think.
Thank you for calling me young. I appreciate that.
I think your kids will appreciate that when they're older and they look back and you guys are like their friends now, you know, like my mom's obviously my best friend, but it's harder when I think when you have kids later on in life, you know?
Yeah. And I never got to go to concerts with my parents.
Yeah. Ever. My parents wouldn't even,
I don't think you did.
They didn't even either. Want, I don't think my parents wanted to go to a concert.
Yeah,
I've never
been to a concert with my parents.
And you were raised.
I ran into my mom.
You were born in China, time. Right?
Yes.
Were you raised in China?
Or? Until I was seven. And then
seven. Okay. Okay. I did remember you mentioning that at one point. Mm-hmm. So, how different is that for your kids as it was for you?
I would say like 180.
Wow. Yeah. I can imagine. And your mom's here now?
She is. Oh. She's visiting. She's with the kids right now.
Oh, wow. Nice. How long is she here for?
Until December 6th.
Oh, wow.
Do you need to renovate your laundry room? Do you need a carpenter? Go ahead and call Arlo Carpentry. Arlo Carpentry will serve all your woodwork needs. From woodwork to wood stock, Arlo Carpentry serving the greater Denver metro area for the past 13.5 months. Arlo Carpentry, we're gonna nail it for ya.
So I can talk out loud all I want, and people will be like, "You're not talking to yourself, are you?" And I'm like, "No, I can talk. I'm talking to the dog."
So the reason why John's saying talking out loud is because he's like, "I'm just talking out loud." I'm like, "How else do you talk?"
Oh, that is.
Are you thinking out loud, honey, or are you talking?
Look.
Oh, was that inside voice? Did that just come out? Oh, that was my inside. That was inside my head voice, not my.
Here's the deal. I didn't know when I got married, I had no idea that I gained this helper called Linda.
Like, it is called a 100% support team 100% of the time, okay? That's what that is.
You call
helping
it.
You make the right decisions at all times.
Yes.
You're that's welcome. Coming.
Yeah. I have a helper.
And a great support team, don't you?
Well, you guys are so stinking cute.
Like, they are.
Especially like the main.
How long have you been
the
married
best
now?
One. I'm sorry? Oh, I'm going to ask Linda because Linda remembers everything, but she forgets the date of our marriage.
12 years.
Okay.
What was the
12
date?
12 years.
August 27th.
Okay.
2011.
She did.
You
it.
Get a back massage tonight. Oh, good for you.
Of course. Four.
This
now, what
woman,
do you have to do for a front massage?
Remember. Well, I'm going to get a tattoo.
Well, that's a whole nother
I'm going to get a tattoo of a money sign.
Wait, say it. Now you have to say it.
No, okay. You have to say your joke earlier. Apparently,
I am
this
like,
just switched over into laundry room and lap.
Yes, this
racing.
Is like okay. Dirty. This is dirty laundry.
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah. We're getting out the stain sticks.
I am like,
as he speaks,
terribly tetrified of needles, just in general, like getting blood drawn, anything. I had a cortisone shot in my heel and I was like freaking out. But especially tattoos, like it just freaks me out.
Really?
But if.
It feels so good.
Because you're also choosing to do that.
Well, I'm like defecating my skin or something. I didn't,
yeah.
But if I were to get a tattoo, it would be a money sign. And I would put it on my penis.
On your penis?
You would put a dollar sign on your penis.
Why?
It would be a Ben Franklin, honey.
Ooh, why Ben Franklin?
Because I like to watch my money grow.
Okay, okay, okay.
Then, and women love to blow it.
I can tell
I
just heard this.
Who these women are.
Yeah. That has been a joke in the making for how long you've been working on that,
man.
CPA.
That's pretty good.
I heard this yesterday on a Facebook. But what I do is I write it down on my calendar so I remember my jokes. And one of my reps,
how
Sarah,
cute.
Sees it. And she's like, "What are you doing here, Becker?" Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's that crazy. Was, and that was, well, your, who saw that? Your
one of my coworkers.
Oh dear.
Someone who he works with, but he started writing dad jokes because with Bok Choy, the two of them exchange jokes on a daily.
Wait, that's
like,
so cute.
Daily.
That's adorable. We should have you two on to exchange jokes
CPA
for like 15 minutes or something.
And an 8-year-old.
Yes, that would
daily exchange of jokes.
And I bet they are
cutest.
Evenly matched.
That's so
evenly
cute.
Matched,
it
I bet.
It really is the best.
Oh, we would love to see that.
It's I amazing. That. I love it.
We work on jokes here.
Oh.
Yeah, Haas. Look. Knock, knock.
Haas, what's the joke?
Who's there?
Nacho.
Nacho who?
Not your dad. We do dead dad jokes because we lost our fathers, and it's like our
this
we call
year.
It dead
Didn't
dad.
We decide we lost our dads.
I think you
year.
Did.
I did,
but I haven't checked it out yet. I need to. I need to get some proof,
okay.
Which is going to go straight to Nana. I'm going to ask Nana, and she'll tell me for sure. So, but anyway,
why can't Barbie get pregnant?
Why?
Because Ken comes in a different box.
In so many different ways.
That was good.
I can't tell that one to. I can't tell that one to Bok Choy yet.
You can take.
I've been dying to,
and that's what laundry room.
Linda says I can't do it yet. But maybe when she's out of the tweeny years, when she's a teenager.
No, just no.
Oh. Just. I don't know.
Not to.
What is a cat's favorite drink?
Ooh.
Meowtin Dew. Tell her that one.
That's a good dad
that's
joke.
One, that's a
that
good
is
one
a good dad joke.
And then she's going to be like, what's Mountain Dew?
Oh, that's true.
I don't think
you guys think you have Mountain Dew.
No.
So the only joke that I think all four of my girls and I would remember is like a family joke. Like, they were always, someone was always saying it, but the only one that ever stuck was about the fucking muffin or the talking muffin. Do you know, like,
no.
Something about a muffin in an oven? Like, it's hot in here. Like, I don't even know the joke anymore.
Oh,
but that's
I
the only.
Heard that joke.
And the only reason I think it stuck with our family is because at the time the 8-year-old told us.
Are you part of the family? Because you don't remember the joke. What family are you
what
talking about?
What family are you referring
to? It's my family, but they have
something about like
they have really worked on my memory.
About like what did the talking muffins say in the oven? He said,
"He's a boy
here," and then they go, "Holy shit, it's a talking muffin!"
Yeah, only the 8-year-old said, "Holy fuck, it's a talking muffin!" And she looked at me, and the whole kitchen went quiet. And she looked at me, and she goes, "It's okay in a joke, right?"
That's even better.
I know.
Holy,
okay.
Holy shit, it's a fucking talking. I don't remember how she, and she just looked at me like, and I'm in a joke, right? It's okay in a book. It's okay in a joke. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty funny. And now it's the only one I thought I remembered, but apparently that Alzheimer's kicking in quicker than I thought. It's not Alzheimer's, it's just having too many
it's
damn
just
kids.
Forgetfulness, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but to get back at it, back to our wonderful guests. So I am curious, where did you guys even meet? Back to even go further past, you know, when you had kids, obviously, like you guys are obviously adorable together. I love I love your chemistry. You're very different, but
did you hear that,
cute.
Honey?
Adorable.
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 Where did you guys meet? I'm very curious.
So this was way back when in 2007, I had... He worked for our company and
with a framey
his then office manager reached out to me, and it was like when Career Builder's a monster when you would upload your resume. So my resume was up, she reached out to me and was like, I think this is a great fit. I'm like, I need a job and money. That sounds great.
Perfect.
It is a good fit.
Perfect
so
fit.
I go in for my first interview, I check in. And I'm sitting, and I remember the place because it was like a half basement kind of office, and there was windows behind me, two chairs. I sit in one of the chairs, and
her life's about to change.
Right?
I can tell.
Johnny
She's a little
Bravo
shaky.
Walks by, and he walked by me, stops, backtracks.
Oh my god!
And he goes, "Have you been helped?" And I looked at him because I was nervous for the interview. Yes, like my eyes were like, "Go away."
Don't fucking talk to me.
RBF. I'm like, what the? I was trying to be nice.
Oh my God. God, that's so
I
cute.
Did the Michael Jackson back.
No, I can, and knowing John, as long as I've known him,
that's so
I can
cute.
See him doing that.
Right.
Very adorable.
And I just
and
met
like,
you today. I
like, he's you. Walking by going, how am I not going to pass this up? How am I? Okay, yep. This is what I'm going to do.
Mm. Okay,
so then a week later, I have my second interview, and I'm walking into the boss's office. He walks by me intentionally. He's like, you've been helped. And
set me. Oh, my God, Johnny, stop.
And I thought that was hilarious.
That is really great. Cute.
The wink, all the finger, all of it. Yeah, that I was like, oh, that guy's funny.
And so you're like on my on cloud nine right now.
Right.
Because you're ready for the interview. This cute guy is telling you that
I bet you got the job.
Helped.
I did get the job. Yep. And this was end of June. His then boss had a 4th of July
So you
party.
Guys both worked for this said person?
No.
Oh,
so
sorry.
He has this 4th of July party for all of his agents and people.
Okay.
I show up and I am in like a sundress. Mm-hmm. Everybody else.
She was hot. It was a hot day. I understood why
summer.
She wore that dress.
It
was like
summer.
All the guys were in like khaki shorts, collared
as
shirts.
They do.
Way overdressed.
As they do. There was one guy
dragging their flip flops in their
oversized
cargo
basketball shorts.
Was he wearing Thailand pants?
No. Oversized basketball shorts and a sleeveless
favorite look.
It's so good.
With
right?
the with the slagging
There's
flip
no
flops
cargo,
that they can't
though.
Seem to keep on
basketball
their feet.
Shorts.
That tank top for the record. Yes. I got that in Panama City Beach on spring break.
I bet you did.
For signing up for a credit card for $15,000.
Yep. He shows up. He was already there, and we just start talking, and we talk the entire day and night. At one point, I remember telling him, like, do you think that shirt looks good on you? And he goes, it looks amazing. Why?
Oh, my God.
Like,
it started from the beginning, which is awesome. Like, you both knew what you were going to be dealing with.
I was like, I'm not really sure you have the arms for that. And his response was, I don't know what you're looking at, but I think you need glasses.
That's why I wore baggy clothes.
I don't know where
clothes.
You're from, but where I'm from, I'm hot.
I know.
Okay.
And, oh my God. That's
what
hilarious.
Is going on?
We did not talk to anybody else. Like, we spent the entire day
that's
together.
That's so cute. Adorable.
Then the next morning was Monday. His then boss.
Was there a hangover?
I don't
probably not. You guys were high on love.
She said she doesn't remember. Get it? I don't really remember.
Yeah. High on love.
Hangover.
So his then boss calls me, starts yelling at me because I'm not in the office. I was like, well, you know, your wife, who's the office manager, didn't tell me I had to be in. I don't know what my hours are. And he takes a step back and is just like, oh, well.
That would be important information.
Right? He's like, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I'm like, I don't think so. He yelled at me for like 5 minutes, I feel like. And I let him finish. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to work for you. And then.
You're my new hero.
And then. And I needed a job and money. But I was like, I'm not tolerating that. If this is how it starts, no, thank you.
Good for you.
And then I think like.
Oh, my gosh.
2 minutes later, I get an email from Johnny Bravo here. It was like, so I'm really sad that you're not working for us. Do you want to grab a cup of coffee? A cup of Joe.
God,
that's what he said. A cup of Joe. And that's how it started.
Well, no, you turned me. You. No.
You tell the rest.
Okay.
Yeah. It was not that immediate.
Okay. Well, you know, for her.
I might have said.
She's tired. She's been with you for 12 years now. Okay. She's exhausted.
16.
I was going to say, married 12. Oh, my God. Wow.
No. We do want to hear what you have to say, Johnny.
Does she look tired?
CPA. No.
Have you seen the bags under my eyes?
I mean, you're
wearing glasses.
We talk on the phone.
You
for
might
a
need
reason.
To get the prescription.
I wear shaded glasses, so you don't see
just
my
like
bags.
Linda couldn't see my massive biceps.
Yeah. It seems like everyone around you needs glasses.
And I got mine on.
Massive biceps.
But what's funny is we talk to each other.
Eyes.
We text each other, but
just
we hadn't
not
actually.
Seen clearly.
How long had it been since we hadn't actually seen each other? It'd been like a good 5 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or 5 or 6 years that we hadn't seen each other. And then when we saw each other, you know, you're like, you look so great. And I'm like, you look exactly the same. He's like, I should. I'm Asian.
Yeah. She does.
Oh, I love
laugh.
You. This is
we
why
don't
I
age.
You.
So hard when she told me that.
Yeah, we don't
so
age.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, wait. So, I know John needs to finish that. But yeah, he likes to tell me I look my age and he looks younger. So I apparently do age.
But he does not.
That's I understand. Definitely not true.
Honey, you look so good for being in your 40s.
I know that this is like a really
I've started telling people I'm in my 80s.
There you go. That's a good way to do it.
You look amazing.
I know.
Oh my God, I love that.
I went, wait, I'm going the wrong way. Wait. I am focusing on the wrong number here if I want compliments.
We can edit this out. I am really curious. Yeah. Can I ask how old you guys are? Because I know that's so rude, but it's, you guys look so young.
I don't think it's rude, but
I'm turning 50 in
March.
But
I'm proud of my age. I'm 43.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
How old are you?
49.
No, you're not.
According,
no and you don't have to edit that out. I think
according to my adoption papers.
I think you should too.
I think they fucked it up.
Yeah, by that, so I didn't want to.
Definitely, I feel uncomfortable, definitely 40s, but not 49.
That. And that is Johnny Bravo's story.
I think it's like probably 45.
So you think your adoption papers could have been.
I think they all.
And I have heard of that. I have heard of that. I have.
Yeah, John's adopted.
So I have heard of that.
I am the whitest Asian you'll ever meet.
I do too.
I love Panda Express.
Some ages are a little easier to own than others.
Like 80.
But
it's amazing. You look so good.
Too many conversations. Now we're getting too excited.
I don't know.
Wait, John, tell me where you were adopted from.
Do you want to be serious?
Yeah. Seoul, Korea.
Korea?
Darn it. I was going to say North Korea.
No.
It was a test.
Of what?
Of just knowledge.
Yeah.
But how would we know? She can't tell looking at you.
The only reason I was hoping you wouldn't chime in, and again, you're my helper, so I understand, was I was in Dayton, Ohio, the armpit of America, not Commerce City, Colorado.
I had a great time in Dayton, Ohio. I must have been in a
You must have been on the outskirts of the armpit.
I loved it.
You didn't get
into the
armpit.
There was a missing giraffe
the
at the time. I was looking for a I loved
what?
It. I had a
Did
great
you-
time.
Just go ahead, keep going. Find the giraffe.
No, and that's what I thought was so fucking amazing is nobody could find this missing fucking giraffe. On
those things are tiny. Like, no wonder you couldn't see it. It was just poke its head out of a hole and like.
It
was nuts.
You can't find them anywhere.
But it was nuts. But anyway, go ahead. That was just my experience in Dayton. No. I loved it. But you weren't happy there.
No, okay. I had the most amazing experience.
Okay.
I was there for work with Matt Buchan. And some reps, and I went out there to do some training deployments, and we got done. I'm like, I want to find a dive bar. I love dive bars.
I do.
You walk in, my feet.
I do remember you used to meet me at the Rusty Bucket.
Yes, the Rusty. Yeah. See, Rusty. So I like when you walk in
and
your feet
kind of
stick.
Oh,
like,
me too.
That's the best.
This place rocks.
Yeah.
So we find this.
It has that like really interesting smell.
Yeah.
You know, they all smell like
and
old
it's,
beer.
And
they all
by
have
the
their
way,
own smell, but. Kind of the same smell,
yeah.
And it's gold in my mind.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you're like
you know
you have
found
you know that you're gonna
you found
get
the right
good
bar
quality.
Oh my god, I didn't
like
hear others of
like
you
a
out there.
7-year-old bartender who's been there since the start, and she's just like
she sounds like a Vegas like a Vegas slot
she's
cocktail
been
lady
smoking
with
smoking cigarettes since 8 a.m.
How are you, Johnny CPA?
So,
what can I do?
So we get to, we're in this bar, we're sitting on the bar, and this lady walks up and is getting a to-go order, and she just looks at me. And she says, "You're not from around here, are you?" I was like, "Oh fuck!"
No, I'm from.
It's like,
Asia.
No, I'm not. I'm here for work. Like, because I really was. I'm not from Dayton, Ohio. I'm from Denver.
Right.
She goes, "Oh, well, what do you do?" I'm like, "You're a dumb." I was like, "This is gonna be fun." I said, "Well,
hold on.
I'm from North Korea," is what I told her.
Oh my god! You.
And she
not.
Goes.
And why would you not want to? I think
she goes.
Right.
Really? I'm like, this lady is really intelligent, Dayton, Ohio. Like, yeah, I'm here for work. And there is like an Air Force base in Dayton.
Let's not insult everyone
from
Dayton.
Dayton.
It was one person.
Disclaimer, disclaimer.
From beep, all beep. Of our Dayton listeners.
And
love
actually,
you,
you know,
we
Linda
do.
And I are going to have to talk. Do you want to be a lawyer?
Yeah. So I said to this lady, I'm here for work. And she goes, oh, what kind of work? I'm scouting out the Air Force base. This is after I told her I was from North Korea. Nothing
kidding.
That's mean.
Nothing registered.
No, but at a certain point, honey, you have to recognize
that
she
that
didn't
she
get
doesn't
it.
Get it.
I know, but that was the best part. Because my coworkers
like, how far can this go?
Were rolling right next to me. She was like oblivious to watching this whole thing go down.
Okay, but did she have a reaction to you scouting out the...
She goes, no, this is what she said to the bartender when she collected her food. She goes, did you know this guy is from North Korea? And he's like doing reconnaissance on the Air Force base?
I don't think she used the word reconnaissance.
Well, she didn't. That was way out of her league. But
you might want to take remember that out.
Edit. Anyways, the point is, I was like, no one gets out of North Korea. Like, really?
And then sitting at a dive bar and of their choice?
You don't go to work. Working on Air Force.
Yeah, so anyways.
Scoping them out.
I was just...
See,
I was hoping
how far you could take it.
I was going to test you for just a second before my helper stepped in.
I would hope
and
that...
I don't know what I do without my helper.
I know.
So well, the thing about me,
and that's the whole
thing.
You would be lost. We wouldn't know where you're at. I mean, you wouldn't know what to. You wouldn't know what to.
You know what?
You wouldn't.
I knew how to drive perfectly before I met
Linda. I bet your driving changed the minute.
You needed assistance. Yeah. She could tell. You're not the best
driver,
Johnny.
It was probably within weeks of saving your life from a terrible automobile accident. You were probably making left turns without
looking. You're welcome.
There you go.
I don't know what I'd do without you, honey.
So you guys got married what year?
2011.
2011.
What month again?
Good.
August.
Date?
27.
Was it sunny or rainy?
Helper.
And they married.
It rained.
And then it was sunny.
And then it was
sunny.
Oh,
that's good luck.
Yeah.
Worked out.
But wait, you're from Seoul, Korea. Or you were adopted from. So you were over there and then you were brought here?
See.
That was, my original question, yeah, because you were adopted from...
¿Cuánto años?
From North Korea.
Cuatro años.
Any memory?
No.
Okay.
Nada.
Do you speak Korean?
No.
Solamente habla español, inglés y sign language.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So anyway, you guys are very different. How does that, work when you have children? I mean, you have to have kind of be on the same page, but you have very different parenting styles, I imagine. What is that?
Yeah.
What is that kind of like? What's that balance like?
I think it's fun for our kids.
I bet. Because they're fighting.
I could
your
see
guys
the fun.
Are disagreeing. Yeah.
So earlier you asked about the tweeny age. That's where it's starting to change. It's like, but mom said or dad said, that's been coming out. And I've been waiting for that, right?
Yeah.
Like, because we have friends with kids that are older and that's starting to come out. I would say that's been the change is just like they know who to ask.
Mm-hmm. For what they...
For what they want more so
right,
now than
right.
before. Like they've always kind of done it, but now it's very strategic.
Okay.
I call it lying.
I
think it's a development that
I
they do
so
have
too.
To go through as long as it doesn't go too
That's
far.
That's very polite
because
for saying.
I think a lot of kids
lying.
That,
and so where we differ.
Well,
this
that's how you chest out lying. I don't know.
I think it's something admirable. I'm like, they know the cues. They know who to go to, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I think that is a really good trait to have.
No, it's
but
amazing.
This is important.
And it's
you
actually,
guys need to stick together more than ever now.
It shows how intelligent they are. Like kids are so smart. They pick up on cues. They know who to ask. They know timing.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to phrase it. Like they are way more intelligent than we give them credit for.
And
sometimes.
When to ask. Like our kids
they're
will
millennial.
Know.
Oh,
they're like,
into,
ooh, they start and they're like, ooh, not this time.
Yeah, this I'm going to go down another road. This is not going to end up in yes.
I even remember as a kid... Because, you know, my mother mostly, raised us after my father died. But I remember testing my dad one time because my mom would give us anything. She was like, she was the go-to parent. We'd just be like, Mom, I need this. I need this. She's just like, yes, yes, yes. And then we would go to my dad and he was the more, you know, realistic one. And
like, why do you
bills,
need this?
And he's
you
like,
really
why?
Need
yeah.
three?
So I remember testing him one time, like, oh, my, you know, mom said that we could have this. So
okay, that's a lie probably then.
It was. But
you crossed
but
the line.
Literally was testing him
uh-huh.
to see what he would say. And he literally was like, well, I'm going to talk to your mom about that then.
I love that.
You know what I mean? But I
and you
I
left skid marks in your panties,
that,
didn't you? You went, oh, shit.
I had
them to talk.
I was like, oh, no. They're
damn
gonna
it.
Figure it out.
So where we are totally different is I am very... Type A, and I'm very rigid in certain things, and it's so we thought that would be
certain
my parenting
things?
Style, like everything,
yeah,
like
isn't it
no,
weird?
Not everything, because we thought that would be my parenting style. So our first child is a four-legged dog named Natty, and that was John's insight. He's like, wait, what? You're not the structured one. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And I was like, but she's so cute. And
right.
she's our baby. heavy. And John was a disciplinarian and did all the training. It was amazing.
Really? That's shocking.
It is shocking.
Shocked the heck out of me too.
In our relationship, I do better when I know what is about to happen, and John's more spontaneous.
Right.
And that's like how it works. I'm like, I plan, and he's like, okay, I'm just going to be here. I'm going to go along for the ride. And then we have our kids, same thing. I'm the one that gives in. I'm the one that's like, yeah, why not? You asked, so yes, the answer is yes. And John's like, oh, babe, we can't do that.
Wait, no way.
He looks at me and be like, and he'll shake his head.
He's like,
no. No.
I thought,
no.
Do you cave? Do you, I know. Does she cave first? Are you in the situation where you walk out of the room and then she caves first?
We are the opposite. But everything else in life.
And you're in shock.
You're like fun parents. You're like, I'll give you whatever you want.
I was expecting the exact opposite.
I could see that.
Where, because Linda keeps me in her tight leash.
Like how you make a living, your trade? Do you want to share with
her? Yeah, I'm an attorney.
Right, okay. So I could see why.
Part of it makes sense.
I could see why CPA would think you'd parent a certain way, but that went out the window.
It completely went
adorable.
Out the window. And
shocking and adorable.
It's so different. So you said I'm the fun parent. I'm like, no, he is still the fun parent.
Well, I'm sure you are too as well. I didn't mean to say that you weren't.
Because he's still the spontaneous one. I don't have that gene. I'm missing it.
Right.
So he's the one that, like, when we don't know what we're doing, he'll be like, oh, what do we have around us? And he'll create an activity, and it'll be so fun.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. But where we are alike is if he makes a decision, and I know him well enough to know what he's going to say, and at this point he knows all the things I give in on, but he supports me 100% as a parent. I support his decision.
Yeah, you have
and
to.
And that's where we are aligned. Yeah. And we've had our moments when we weren't, and we have conversations. And it was like, we have to be aligned because we have one goal here.
Yeah.
We have one goal here, and it's to raise good humans.
Yeah, good humans.
The arm wrestling didn't work out well for me because of my lack of biceps.
Yeah, that's true.
I work out.
But I got my glasses on now, and okay. I mean, I'm seeing where you're going.
You had your glasses on before.
I think I see them.
I see where you're going.
Are they over there? Are they on that arm or that arm?
It's funny you say that. Okay. I was just listening to a podcast Matthew McConaughey was on, and he talked about one of the moments that he realized, like, oh, my mom and dad are a unit, like, oh, they're together. Was
it's us against the kids.
He like mouthed off or something, and it was directed towards his mother, and his dad stood up and said, she's the love of my life. I do not speak to her that way. And he was like, oh, I never looked at it that way. Yeah. Like, I never looked, like, my mom was my mom. I looked at it as my mom. I never looked at my mom as being the person for somebody else and how special she is to someone else. And he said, and it changed
for
him.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
So it kind of reminds me of what you were saying. Like, you stick together and they're going to know it.
Yeah. So with the kids.
Kids can tell.
I'm the one that they will kind of say anything to. And John definitely is like, if mom said it, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And he reminds them, because sometimes I, and it's the craziest thing. I don't let this happen in any other aspect of my life. Like
not even with me. That's the crazy thing.
Like, people don't get away with anything.
Nothing.
Except for bok choy and kung pao. Yeah. And then he will step in. If they are slightly even rude to me, he will step in. Put them in their place, and they're
consequences.
Nice. Oh,
you get a pat on the back there.
I love
you
that.
You do, CPA. Because that is true. I mean, and what a great message you're giving your son, how to treat,
woman.
I mean, someone not of his same sex. Mm-hmm. What a great way to show your daughter what to expect.
Yeah. Yeah, it's both.
Like, if I don't get that,
your spouse, like,
you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the messages that are, I think that's great. That's wonderful.
Huge.
We try and do it too with, this dude.
Wait,
tough.
Bok choy. No.
Bok choy.
No.
Kung pao.
Kung pao.
Yeah, kung pao.
Yeah. All Asian foods. And by the way, when you eat Asian food, you like take a poop right away. If you need to like get rid of bad stuff in your stomach, go to Panda Express and get some bok choy and kung pao.
But that's not Asian food.
Well, I wouldn't think it's authentic.
That's Americanized.
It's what we did to Mexican food, too.
Just because there's Mexican chefs cooking it, it's still authentic. Anyways, what I was getting at was they used to like rat on each other all the time.
Really?
And it gets so terribly like taxing and annoying. I'm like, dude, you need to have Kate's back, and Kate, you need to have Brady. In fact,
yeah.
You should not be trying to get each other in trouble. You should be trying to pull one over on the parents. On the
Yeah.
You guys are
yeah,
in this
that's
together.
Your job.
Like,
yeah.
Come on. Like, yeah.
Work
what,
together
what are we doing
to support
here?
Each yeah. other.
Right? And so that's just another like example of how we're trying to raise our kids. Like, you two are brother and sister, and at one point, like, mommy and daddy are not going to be
And the
be
whole
here.
Idea of life
right.
is that
you,
you have a support
connected.
Team still. Absolutely.
Yeah. Together.
Like, when my girls are together and I find out, you know, they were all together at, I don't know, on an afternoon or something, I can't tell you how that makes me feel. I don't have to be a part of it. I don't even have to be
That'd
on the same
great.
Continent. But the fact that they all came together, there's just something that makes me feel like, oh, you know, even when I'm not around, they're going to be okay. They're going to have each other, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's great. And yeah, they should be conspiring together, and I bet that'll come.
He's going to be in middle school next year.
Oh, my God.
So
oh,
a different school.
Be in the
yeah.
same school.
Oh, that's going to
so,
be crazy.
Yeah. She's already talking about it. Like,
she is.
I'm going to miss you. Like, he's not going to be here. And
how? So you're getting the five on the line?
I was just going to get five on the line. I had to ask really quick. So every guest that we have on, we ask them the five on the line questions. We have five questions that we just kind of spitball really quickly, just the first answer that comes to your mind.
It could be as short as long as you want.
And we can ask both of you guys, obviously. So the first question is, what was your favorite family vacation? This could be when you were a child, or this could be with your new kiddos now that you're an adult.
Oh, my favorite vacation was Grand Caymans with the kids. We did one tour, but otherwise we just rented a car and we just explored on our own. And it was so much fun to do kind of like our own thing. We went to the grocery store after breakfast every morning. We went to the grocery store and just bought snacks and food, and we would just hang out on the beach for the entire day. Us disconnected.
Just
it was amazing.
Nice.
That's so nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
How about you?
Perfect.
Mine would be the liveaboard that we did. So we all got on a boat with another family, and then Lynette's mom and her sister and their kids, and we went in the somewhere in where
Bahamas.
Exuma.
Okay.
Exuma Islands.
Oh, cool.
And that was completely
so you have your own boat.
Disconnected.
Do you have your own captain?
Captain, crew,
engineer.
Okay.
Oh, Tebow.
We just like Chef disappeared Tebow. For 4 days, four nights, whatever
that
it was.
That sounds very
it was
cool.
awesome.
7 nights, 8 days.
Felt like four because it went so fast.
But
that was mine.
Yourself, if you plan this trip, you're going to want to stay longer.
I will say that was.
That is very cool.
And also, we are disconnected.
Right.
Yeah.
Again.
Completely. That's the best
just
part.
Doing
my
your own
favorite
thing.
Vacation is when you don't have a phone on you, you don't have a cell phone, your laptop with you. Yeah. Just
we saw the Milky Way every night.
Oh, no
every single
way.
Night. And then we had rum punch,
amazing.
And we let our kids have Sprite and ice cream.
Oh, God.
And we danced on, what's that called? The front of the boat?
The bow.
We just danced. We had music,
and
that was how we did every night.
Oh, God, what a great vacation! That's amazing.
That is great. Just to let go, and
then just to get on that high, and then bring you down. What was your
disaster?
Worst vacation.
Like you wanted it to be good, but it just was a disaster.
Everything went wrong.
Yeah,
that would be all of the attempted vacations of my childhood.
Oh, you know, you're not the only one that's been in here saying that.
Yeah. We get that.
I love my dad.
Best expectations ever. Yeah. And then bam.
Exactly. And that was exactly it. That was exactly it. So my vacation.
Sorry.
And they were few and far in between. Like my entire childhood, I think we took maybe two.
So.
Because money was an issue.
Right. Yeah.
So,
of course.
We
yeah.
didn't. And then when we did, it
just didn't work. Yeah. I'm sorry
yeah,
about
I'm
that.
Sorry.
But
we've been there. You
but
know.
This is great. I mean, you get to enjoy the family you're creating now and having great memories.
And you
with
learn
them.
From those mistakes. You
exactly.
know? And you can plan accordingly. So there's always a positive from those horrible vacations.
Absolutely. The things
know?
We take from it.
Yeah. It makes you a better person. How about you, John?
Mine was more recent. We did a.
Uh-oh. There's tension. There's tension. Turn on that spin cycle.
Oh.
Reverse.
Do
reverse.
Not throw your Chinese stars at me now.
What was it?
What was it?
It was the RV trip. We did an RV trip
oh,
in New Mexico.
Trip.
RV can go bad, though. When it goes bad for people, it goes bad.
So
apparently it went bad for CPA over here.
Well, it wasn't entirely bad. There were moments about it that I didn't like, and it was because of Kung Pao, where he was just a complete brat. So we went down to the taverns. Where was that again? The
caverns.
Caverns.
Not taverns.
Same thing.
We didn't TC.
Drink down
there. There's nothing. I just caught on.
Tomato,
so you
tomato.
Took bok choy. And so you just went tavern hopping is I know, what
right?
I hear in
it
your
was
RV.
Amazing.
Well, not taverns. Caverns.
I know.
Did I say taverns?
You did it at the beginning.
That's why he didn't enjoy it.
That's what was the problem.
In New Mexico.
CPA.
Like miles.
Yes.
1 mile underground and then miles
where
underneath.
Where was that again?
Natural.
It is New Mexico?
The place.
It's not Carlsbad.
Yes, Carlsbad.
There you go.
So the
I don't know how I know that. I've never been there.
Amazing.
I don't
went down like
okay.
Nine.
I loved it.
Yeah, now I have to ask, since I just threw that out there, is it Carlsbad? Carlsbad.
Carlsbad.
Bad.
To the bone.
Carl's been bad.
Carl's
been bad, and he's going down to the caverns.
We're all
not
like
the taverns.
Traversing down, mm-hmm. and he's just being.
Is he being
a
like,
tool?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be here like this.
He
and that,
is exercising
blah, blah, blah.
His inner
blah,
personality
blah,
when
blah,
he's unhappy.
Blah. I was so annoyed, and then my lovely helper / wife. Decides to buy him something in the gift store at the end.
Remember like, when I said I give in?
Yeah, to reward his behavior.
Yeah, you do.
And I was like, what on earth are you doing?
She's about to cave, okay? She's just grasping at
she
straws.
She caved in the cavern.
Yeah, she's about to like never come back.
She caved in the cave.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
You caved in the cave.
It was just one of those experiences I'm like, you're probably not going to do this again. Like, enjoy it.
Right.
And then it continued when we went hot air ballooning.
You
we've never been. So we went to
Tucson.
No, it wasn't. Arizona. That's Arizona, honey.
Oh, you're still in New Mexico. Flags.
Taos.
Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah. Taos.
Hey, they both start with a T, honey. Oh. Like tavern.
Tavern. Cavern.
So we went hot air. Our very first experience, hot air balloon. It was fucking cold, by the way.
It was amazing.
Feet were freezing. Yeah. And this little motherfucker was like,
we will
causing a fit.
Because like, he was cold?
He was pouting. He was just like, throwing this scene.
What was Bok Choy doing?
Yeah.
Loving life.
Yeah.
Is that
he
her?
Loved it.
Is
yeah.
that usually her role?
It is her role.
She's very happy.
Even
she's
like in the my cavern, old. She's like, Mom, look at this
she's,
formation.
She's like
look
old,
at this
yeah,
formation.
Yeah.
She loved every second.
So
of it.
Unfortunately, Bok Choy's having a bad throwing his. Teddy's yeah. out of the cot, so to speak.
And so,
he's
Kung
Pao.
Kung Pao. Sorry.
Kung Pao.
What did
Bok
I say?
Choy
Bok
was
Choy.
Enjoying herself.
Oh, she was enjoying herself.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao.
Not so
and,
happy.
And so the reason that the.
Not even at the aspect of going up in a hot air balloon?
Bothers me. It's
know,
because
right?
These are things that we never got to do as a
yeah.
child.
Yeah.
And these are things that we're spending time, energy, money, all this stuff on, and
right.
you're throwing a fit? Like,
right,
no.
like, just enjoy it, you know?
That's
so he crouched in a corner in the hot air balloon while we all enjoyed. We did pictures. I made him stand up for one picture, and it was just one of those things where I know that Johnny Bravo was like, this, like, if there was a way. So how we do things is if you are whining, complaining about an experience that is, or any experience, you sit out. But when you're in a hot air balloon, you can't really
sit
out.
It was too. It was too
it
high. I was thinking about it,
to
but
a
it was
whole
too high.
New level.
Yeah, because
it didn't give us like
that is child
parachutes
at that point. Yeah,
yeah. Where we
next
are
time.
Alike yeah. is that if you take it for granted, then you don't get it.
That's fair, and I think that's a beautiful thing to teach your kids. Like mm-hmm. this is once in a lifetime opportunity, essentially. Like enjoy it, appreciate it. Like, a lot of kids don't get to do that, you know?
Right.
And so,
okay,
we have another
I'm
going to
ask
question.
A Smarge question. So, going into these tweeny years and everything, like, do you have grandparents or grandparent fill-ins? And how are they most helpful? Because sometimes Smarges can be just really unhelpful, and then sometimes they can be very helpful. So, what is helpful at this age?
So my mom is actually here now. She splits her time between our Colorado and Pennsylvania, where my sister lives.
Oh,
and
man, think, that is.
Yeah.
This is why I want a tiny home with a truck.
I love having my mom here. I love having her here because as an adult, I have a different relationship with her.
Of course.
Because of how tough our childhood was. And I say our because she experienced a lot of difficulties and trauma too as I was growing up. So I love where we are now because we're able to enjoy each other in our experiences without – I'm like, how do I word this? So I think it's tough because, like, growing up, I grew up really poor and without resources, without money.
Right.
Without is the best way to explain
it. Without.
Without. Right. So that's where your mind is. And I can't – now as a parent, I'm like, I can't imagine how stressful that is to grow up without – with children that you're trying to feed.
So CPA, can you see, like, listening to her right now? That if she's about to cave down in the caves, why maybe going to the gift shop might be where her go-to is. I'm not saying it's the best decision or the right thing, but man, I can see making sense out of it. Like, why would I leave someone else I love so much back there in that trauma, so to speak?
Right.
I'm going to fix this any way I can, and this is how I see right now.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
I can definitely see that. My challenge with it is because I also didn't grow up with, like, getting all the stuff and whatever, whatever. So
Okay.
So two kind of similar backgrounds. Yes, of course I see it.
I'm just wanting to bring that out because it just seemed to be, I get that. I can see that. And going without means a lot. And then also, were your grandparents around, or is this something like, your mom is like, no, I am going to do this?
I think it's more my mom. So we came to the States when I was 7. And I kind of lost that connection completely with my grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy. It's so sad. Mm-hmm.
It is. Sorry. And it's that barrier.
For me especially, I don't want that to ever happen.
Oh, oh gosh. That'll never happen.
I've already told my kids it's never happened.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Happen. See? Good.
Right.
But with us, having that financial barrier and then the distance... My parents didn't have a way to connect me with them. And then about technology. True. I moved here in 1987. That technology wasn't there for me to have these virtual visits or contact with them on a regular. Because that international call was so costly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about, like, Asian moms. I don't know if you don't have Asian moms.
I don't.
No Asian.
I have a white mom, unfortunately.
Yeah. Just watch Joe Coy. It's Joe Coy, right?
It is.
He's a comedian. Okay. He's from the Philippines. And he does it way more eloquently than I'm about to.
Okay.
They're tough. Like, are Asian moms.
You say tough. Do you mean they love hard or tough? I mean, love and hard. Is that what you mean? Because that's what I want to see in my smarges.
You got to love hard.
You got to love hard or don't love at all.
No.
Or go home.
No. Hard is good in certain circumstances. But why are you shaking your head? Is that not true?
Finish
you wouldn't
your
have
thought.
Met our children,
finish
honey.
Finish your thought.
A lot of judgment comes out of.
Yeah.
Of,
do you think that's the.
I think that's universal for Asian.
Because I was wondering if it was just for older women.
Asian moms,
because I feel
older
I've gotten
women,
more judgmental.
All of us, right?
Yeah,
right?
You know, I feel
it is.
But it's more there in the Asian culture.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And my mom is very vocal about it, but she does. She speaks broken English, so I'm the one who hears it all.
So you hear it all,
and then my face shows it, and John's like, "What'd she say?" I'm like, "Nothing.
Don't worry about it."
But he knows.
Okay, so back to Five on the Line. Mm-hmm. Tell us what your favorite childhood pet was growing up. Or could be a pet now. Awesome.
Ooh. So I don't remember pets as a child, but my favorite, I love our dogs that we have now, but my if I had to choose a favorite, it would be Maddie. And that's because that was the first.
Is this the one with the tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the first dog John and I have together.
Okay.
And
so sweet.
I was afraid of dogs. And John. Yeah,
that's
John,
a lot like your daughter.
Yeah.
No. John loves dogs. And he's like, no, we're going to have this. This is happening. And I was like, okay.
So are you sure?
And she was the love of our life.
Yeah.
Like she was. She was traumatized. She was scared. I remember it took months before she would even come near us and she was in our home.
Poor baby.
And it went from her where she would be like 10, 15 feet away from us to where she's like laying on top of us and couldn't get, like, wouldn't be.
So, John, your favorite pet was the household hamster?
No hamsters.
I'm teasing. What was your favorite? Was it?
I love Maddie.
Yeah,
Maddie saved Kung Pao's life, or got prevented him from getting bitten by a rattlesnake.
That's how she died.
So always, obviously, like a very special place in my heart.
Oh my god! When did that?
Were you guys camping or
July 30th, 2016, hiking
on a hike?
Dry Creek. No way.
Where the home is? Where we literally went for a hike at Dry Creek Canyon.
Yeah, where we met that one time, right?
No, who just built a house out there?
By Roxborough.
Over Roxborough.
Yeah. My youngest. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, so you were on this hike and this rattlesnake came out of nowhere and your dog intervened?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
She got bit twice.
Oh my God. So that almost happened with our dog. We were camping down south. Where were we? I don't remember, but I was with your youngest and my brother, and we let our dog off leash all the time because she's very good off leash.
We used to do that with her.
Yeah. And then sure enough, she like would not leave this bush alone, and I said, you know, come over here. Like, what are you doing? And I finally went over there. Biggest rattlesnake I've ever seen. Like, fattest rattlesnake, just coiled up, ready to go. She's nose to nose with it, you know? And it wouldn't strike. Thank God. And then I freaked out and I ran thinking she'd follow me. She didn't. She's still face to face. My partner eventually had to pick her up and take her away. But she never got bit. I don't know how.
That's luck. That's luck.
We were so far out in the middle of nowhere that if she would have got bit, she would have died immediately.
So I think that could constitute you guys.
Sorry. That's awful. Mm-hmm. But I can't believe that she saved your kid. That's unreal.
Mm-hmm. Pets are amazing. They're such a part of our lives. They really are.
That's finding some coins in the dryer. That's definitely.
That's $100 in the dryer. I just found $100 in my pocket.
Yeah. That's a brand new credit card.
To bring it up a little, so we do like to end it with this one. What's the last song on your playlist you listened to or whatever you listened to? Or what was the last song?
I think it was Little Boo Thing.
Okay. I listen to.
I love this question.
Little Boo Thing.
What's Little Boo Thing?
It's like all over Instagram. Yeah. It's like.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was.
That's how I've seen it, is on Instagram. That's how I know what you're talking about.
I think that was the last song I listened to. What about you, John?
Both by Tiesto.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't really see that from you. That checked.
Oh, I love techno.
Yeah, both.
That's
nice.
It's about wanting money.
Really?
They always say like, you either have money or love, and they're like, I want both.
Yeah.
Money or love.
I'm not going to settle.
That's the whole message of the
That's nice.
The are you going, do you like Zoo?
Yeah.
Zoo's come in a few weeks, I think, to Red Rocks. Are you guys going?
I'm going now.
Yeah, your daughter and I, her husband, are going.
Oh, really?
I don't remember the date, though. It's in like the next few weeks. So if you guys want to come, bring the kiddos.
Thank you guys so much. This has been so great. Talking about the tweenies in the laundry room, on the podcast, family, marriage. I think we covered a lot of stuff.
So tell me, Smarge, do you feel better about the tweenie ages now? Now, obviously it's a long few years to come, but
I think
you
this
feel
is good.
More confident about how
I think we need to do this more often. You just need to keep reconnecting. It's not like it's never been there. It just needs to be tapped into again.
You just need to think about it.
Reconnecting and talking to people, actually going through it. I think is awesome. And you guys have awesome stories. I can't wait to have you guys back. Would you want to come back?
Absolutely.
Great.
For another rewash.
Rewash.
Yeah.
Rewash.
I'm free Tuesday.
Thank you guys really though. We appreciate your time. And
that was so much fun.
Great.
Yeah.
So
Thank you. It's a cool experience. Yeah.
Monk and Little Al, this is Smarge, and I promise that we will be going to some festivals together. I promise.
Only if I can come.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. I'm going to learn from these guys.
Yeah.
I love live music, and why not keep it going?
Why not? You know, bring the little kiddos, you know, they have to experience it at one point in their life, and you'd rather go with them as adults as opposed to them going with some stupid kids they met in high school that are going to make
absolutely
bad decisions. So I can't thank you guys enough. You guys are amazing. And that wraps us up for the episode. And thanks again for coming on, guys.
And remember, out there, be safe, stay even, and when in doubt, go have. Hey, before we wrap up this spin cycle, Haas and I would like to give a quick shout out to those listeners who may be famous. We really do adore you. And even though you do not qualify as an NTRG, not the real guest, we would always love to hear from you. This is Smarge and Haas, keeping it sorted, keeping it real, from the Family Laundry Room. Be safe, stay even, and remember, when in doubt, go half.
Thank you for listening to Dirty Laundry Clean Confessions. Follow us on Instagram at Dirty Laundry Clean Confessions. And if you would like to be the next Not The Real Guest, please email us at dirtylaundryclinkconfessions@gmail.com. We would love to air out the dirty laundry with you. A DLCC disclaimer. In this live pre-recorded episode of DLCC, Not The Real Names, NTRN, have been used to protect the guilty and a few of the innocent.